Hello, my name is Gracie Ann Dinkins. I am a Liberian Olympic athlete, and I have competed in the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, the 1996 Atlanta Olympics, and the Sydney 2000 Olympics. I was born in Oakland, California, while my parents were both Liberians who were foreign students in Northern California, my father attending UC Berkeley and my mother attending San Francisco State. And at the age of 5, they temporarily suspended their education and decided to return to Liberia, bringing me and my baby brother with them. I remained in Liberia from age 5 to 18. I completed my elementary and senior high school there. I'm a Friskies graduate. That is, I graduated from St. Teresa's Convent. And I spent 2 years at the University of Liberia. And that is where I actually became active in track and field, running for the University of Liberia. I believe our country is a unique experience, that to be a Liberian is truly something that you have to just live in order to appreciate. I've never for 1 minute regretted being a Liberian or competing for Liberia. I love our openness. I love our expressiveness. I love our sense of community. I love the way that I've been welcomed into families, into clans, into tribes. I love going home, especially to Cape Mount and to Robertsport, and wandering that sleepy little town with, you know, buildings that are left over from the late 1800s, the early 1900s, and watching some of the best surf in the world. I love the rainy season, although it makes the roads kind of hard. I love a lot of things about Liberia, but most of all, I loved representing my country when I had the chance. So it was the year 1984, and I think the first thing I remember about that year is reading a Time magazine that had somehow wandered into my grandmother's home, and it was actual review of all of the U.S. athletes competing for the U.S. that year. It included Evelyn Ashford's, it included Carl Lewis, included so many notables. And I remember reading that article and feeling so excited about the chance of even competing at the same level with those athletes. So when the call went out for any athlete who was interested to come to the Antoinette Tubman Stadium and compete, I was there. And I remember my chief competitor was my cousin, who was a basketball star athlete. And she also competed for Cuttington University. So we had met on the track before. And I remember being both scared to win and determined to win. And so I did win that day. And I remember I just kept trotting right out of the stadium because I really didn't want to get beat up. Oh, my favorite event is the 200 meters. Why? It's simple. The 100 meters is over too soon for you to really enjoy it. And the 400 meters is rather painful, especially the last 50 meters. So running a curve in the straight meant for me the joy and the thrill of burning up the curve and then just lasting down the straight. And as soon as it really started to hurt, the race was over. So I'd say that my the race that I had the most fun running was the 200 meters. the 400 meters, although painful, I believe is the race that combines that speed with that endurance. And I do believe that is, for me, the classic race and the one that I enjoy watching the most, simply because I also can relate to all of the grimaces and the strain that I see on the sprinters' faces as they come home. And that sheer discipline that's required to, you know, keep in formation and keep your cadence while your body shuts down and you start to lose feeling in your arms and legs. The three teams that I competed in were very different teams, and that was because in one team I was 17 years old, in the next team I was 29 years old, and in my last team I was 34 years old. So all three experiences are very different, as you can tell. One was I was a raw rookie, the first one in Los Angeles, and it was more of a almost a Gracie Ann goes on this amazing vacation trip. I ran once. I found the experience to be overwhelming. And I really, it was a blur. And I was dissatisfied with my result. I believe I was 7th out of 8 athletes. And I just turned off, I think, the competitive part of myself after the race and just instead enjoyed Los Angeles, hanging out with my teammates who were all male and much older than me. And so they were protective of me. They looked after me and I had a great time. The second Olympics that I competed in was in Atlanta. I was definitely an older athlete, older than most of the others. I had had time to now begin to understand some of the challenges of being an African athlete on an African team. And it was a lot more stressful. I felt like a lot more weighed upon me. But I also achieved the most at that Olympics. That was certainly the most, I think, significant Olympic experience for me. In that one, I ran a race that I really wasn't looking forward to running, which was the quarter, the 400 meters. I set our national Olympic record at that time. And I also had a fair close-up glimpse of what it is to be a leader on a team. The Sydney Olympics was sort of a sunset Olympics for me. 34 years old, dealing with a lot of injuries. That was more of a kind of a farewell type of tour. We needed representation there, and I managed to meet the qualifying time. I also went with another female athlete. We remain dear friends to this day. It was my first time actually having another woman on an Olympic team with me that ran with me. So that was good. You know, it was great to have that camaraderie. But, you know, it was most of the time spent realizing that this was it. I would have to now say you or transition into another role for track and field if I continue to be active in the sport. I believe, and I think this is probably something that many athletes already know, you generally cannot get to the Olympics by yourself. You need to have a team. You need to have your team, your personal team. It will consist of obvious people like your coach, your trainer. It may include people like your advisor. People that you use as a sounding board. It may be your nearest and dearest. It may be a financial sponsor. But you definitely need a team, because an athlete is basically a package consisting of the athlete with their raw talent, consisting of people who are willing to mentor and develop that talent, and people who have the athlete's best interests at heart and who are absolutely committed to ensuring that that athlete gets what they need for success. Some of the, I think we all can agree that some of the most bitter, tales in track and field consists of athletes who have world-shattering talent, but who have inadequate coaching or wrong advisors, people giving them wrong advice, people not saying, this is probably what you shouldn't be doing. You may not want to hang out with that group or crowd, and you know, the consequences can be devastating. I have this weird habit of I carry a javelin in my car. Adult-sized women's javelin. And very rarely, maybe once or twice a month, I will take that javelin and drive to my favorite spot, which is in some parks that overlook the sea. They're like cliffs, small little cliffs that overlook the sea, and not many people go there, but there are clearings. And I love to just throw that javelin. I have never received javelin coaching, but I look on YouTube and I'll look at, you know, some professional javelin throwers, and I will throw the javelin and make it as far as 30 meters. And I just love throwing it and picking it up and taking it back. Sometimes that's how I get rid of a lot of pent up stress. What I miss the most about competing as an athlete is the ability to go out on a track, suss it out, that is, go and survey it, jog around the field. I immediately enjoy this sense of calmness and serenity. I often think of the track as sort of a type of a place of prayer sometimes. And I miss having that time and the opportunity to go out there, jog around the grassy field, stretch, you know, listening to my music, and just enjoying the outdoors, the peace, the few people who are out there doing similar things in their world, you know. That whole atmosphere is what I really miss. I also miss the competition, the anticipation, the excitement, but I love warming up, and even more than cooling down. I simply apply that competitive spirit to other fields. It was not hard to transition from track and field to medicine. And of all of the disciplines that I was exposed to, surgery seemed to me to be a natural fit. It still is. My field of competition is different. I now, of course, fight against death and disabilities and, sicknesses and diseases. I still enjoy the victories try my best not to be defeated too often. After I stopped competing, I, became a track team manager for a long time, and a couple of times a physician on the Olympic team. So there are other places to, direct my energy. Now I also go on surgical volunteer missions. I've been going to Cambodia for the last 5 years. And my legacy, I hope, will be my nonprofit foundation, Kotoa Africa, where we try to bring change to communities in crisis.